was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old
Patti Page died on New Year's Day in California. She was 85. Patti Page was one of the best-known voices of the 1950s with songs like Tennessee Waltz and How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. She was reportedly the first pop singer to record multiple layers of her own voice on a single song. She did movies, she hosted television shows on all three of the TV networks of the day, and for a time, Patti Page and her husband Jerry lived part of the year in a farmhouse in Bath, New Hampshire. It was there that Patti Page the singer became Patti Page the syrup farmer. Here's how she explained it to NHPR in 2001.
Well, my husband owned this farm up here in Bath, and everyone said, that's such a beautiful maple bush there. You know, you should take advantage of it. And so he found out what he could about making maple syrup, and we started just here at the farm. I said after a while, if my name would help at all, I wouldn't mind putting it on the syrup.
And with that, the maple syrup became Patti Page 100% Pure Maple Syrup. And not just in name only, either.
We have come out with a singing cap, which when you unscrew it, it'll sing with me, my voice. And it was a song that was written just for the maple syrup.
A singing syrup bottle may not quite hit the same heights as Tennessee Waltz, but it's one more example of the vocal power of Patti Page.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee walls when an old friend I happened to see introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls.